China's consumer spending posts first decline. Since the pandemic, China's retail sales fell in May, the first decline in over 3 years and the first drop in household spending since the pandemic, according to reports from CNBC and Bloomberg. Both framed the print as a warning that the world's second-largest economy may be sliding into a deeper slowdown rather than stabilizing. The reaction in crypto was mild but green. As of June 16, 2026, Ether traded at $1,785, up 3.77% on the day, with Solana at $73.49, plus 3.14%, and XRP at $123, plus 3.28%. Bitcoin lagged the move, holding $66,023, 0.62%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index still read 25, firmly in fear. So this is a market drifting higher under a cautious tape, not one pricing a clear macro catalyst. The number that broke the streak retail sales had been the steadier leg of China's recovery, propped up by trade-in subsidies on appliances and electronics, and by sporadic local stimulus. A monthly contraction ends that run. A drop in consumer spending matters more than a single week factory print, because it speaks to confidence. Households that expect higher income spend, and households that fear job losses or falling property values hoard cash. That hoarding instinct is the deflation problem economists keep flagging for China. When prices stall or fall, consumers delay purchases waiting for cheaper prices later, which depresses demand further. Beijing has leaned on the supply side, factories, exports, infrastructure for years. A spending decline puts the demand side back at the center of the debate over whether the next round of policy support needs to go directly to households. The crypto red and its limits, the honest version, crypto did not rally because Chinese shoppers bought less in May. The two simply share a tape. But there are two real channels worth naming, both with long precedent rather than fresh proof. The first is stimulus expectation. Soft consumption data raises the odds of looser policy, rate cuts, fiscal transfers, or another liquidity push. Risk assets, including crypto, tend to bid in anticipation of cheaper money, regardless of where that money is created. This week's modest altcoin lift is consistent with that reflex, though it is not strong enough to call a trend. The second is capital flight. China bans most retail crypto trading, yet demand roots around the rules through over-the-counter desks, stablecoin rails, and offshore accounts. When confidence in the domestic economy or the yuan softens, residents have historically looked for stores of value outside the system. USDT in particular has functioned as a dollar proxy, where dollars are hard to hold. A weaker consumption picture, if it persists, tends to sharpen that impulse. Coverage of crypto access inside mainland China has tracked this gap between formal prohibition and informal demand for years. Neither channel turns 1 month of soft retail data into a thesis. Treat this as context for why a slowing China is not automatically bearish for crypto, not as a signal to act on. None of this is financial advice. Worth watching from here, a single negative print is a data point, not a turn. The signal to watch is whether June confirms it and whether Beijing responds with household-facing measures rather than more supply-side support. China's recent push to make its M-Bridge cross-border settlement system a swift alternative shows the state is willing to move fast on financial infrastructure when it sees strategic upside. Consumer stimulus has been the harder political call. For now, the macro backdrop is a soft Chinese consumer, a cautious global tape, and a crypto market grinding higher on thin conviction with the fear gauge stuck at 25. The contrast between rising altcoin prices and a fear reading is the same disconnect we flagged when altcoins outpaced Bitcoin against a record Wall Street.